This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag overtime costs L.A. a fire tool. SCOTUS speeds tariff case, and Maha puts a lot on its plate. L.A. County loses wildfire tool to ag overtime. The Los Angeles County has lost 1,200 sheep used in prescribed grazing projects that reduce wildfire fuel loads, according to Manuel Cunha, president of Nisei Farmers League. Cunha recently told the San Joaquin Valley Air District's governing board that the three grazing operations in charge of the sheep could not afford the overtime costs to cover the long hours of the herders. Cunha explained that the goats and sheep are tremendous fire preventers, especially in areas with steep cliffs, as in the terrain where the L.A. firestorms ignited in January. Cunha projected the average annual wage for a sheep herder under the law would be as high as $178,000. He believed the federal government should manage the herders rather than California's labor laws. On clean air grants, later in the hearing, Cunha lamented the loss of federal money to support air quality programs and worried about losing more state dollars as cap and trade revenues are stretched thin. He seized on a district estimate that 7,000 tractors are in the queue for clean air grants and said replacing them would lead to 5 tons of daily nitrous oxide reductions. In talks with Senate Appropriations Chair Anna Cabarella and Assembly Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria, Cunha said both are ready to fight for ag funding. He pressed them to urge the legislative leadership not to steal from the program to finance programs unrelated to climate change, such as high-speed rail. Cunha shared frustration for farmers being yanked around as they race to comply with air quality mandates, including a recent ban on open burning, but without funding to support the costly endeavors. Supreme Court to take up legality of Trump administration tariffs. The Supreme Court has agreed to an expedited schedule for considering two cases challenging the legality of President Donald Trump's tariffs. Oral arguments are set for the first week of November. Both cases challenge Trump's use of the international emergency economic powers to enact sweeping retaliatory tariffs on countries around the world. IEEPA is a law that affords presidents power over the regulation of imports. A federal appeals court last month upheld a May Court of International Trade decision, finding that the president overstepped his authority in enacting tariffs on all countries. IEEPA powers are only available, the court said, when there is an unusual or extraordinary threat to the nation's national security, foreign policy, or economy. The Supreme Court set September 19th as the deadline for opening briefs with responses due by October 20th. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. What's next for Maha? Well, lots of things. It appears that agriculture is pleased with the Maha Commission report, but critics of conventional farming practices are not. The Maha Commission steered clear of recommending restrictions on pesticides and heartily endorsed whole milk. It also recommended beefing up research on the roots of chronic disease. You can see our story on the strategy at AgriPulse.com. Now from the key players. At a press conference, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and other administration officials promised action on a host of issues. Many of them focused on research on food, nutrition, and cumulative chemical impacts. There also is precision agriculture, which Kennedy and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin mentioned. In partnership with the private sector, EPA is working to advance precision agriculture, Zeldin said. I've seen demonstrations in my travels throughout the U.S. using drones, computer-assisted spray technologies, and robotic monitoring. Kennedy also said agencies across the government would work together to provide more assistance to farmers to support soil health, unleash innovation, and remove the barriers that hamper small farms. He did not go into specifics. Rollins said USDA would promote solutions that not only improve nutrition programs and their outcomes, but also regenerative agriculture practices and other conservation programs. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary said at the strategy's release event, "We're talking about the microbiome and food as medicine and micronutrients, soil and microplastics, and all sorts of topics that we know are central to the health of kids. Today's report makes it clear that we are really just getting started," Rollins said. Public perception, well, the Baja movement is not quite as popular as it was a few months ago. A survey by experts at Purdue University and the University of Illinois found a marked drop-off among Democrats who have a very positive view of Maha. In May, 33% of Democrats held such a view. In August, that had fallen 17%. Republicans only lost a little enthusiasm. In May, 60% held a very positive view. In August, that figure was 58%. Democrats air concerns about SNAP impact. Democrats used a hearing on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program yesterday to air their concerns about the new costs imposed by One Big Beautiful Bill enacted in July. Under the law, states will be required to start paying 75% of SNAP administrative costs, up from the current 50%. States with a SNAP payment error rate above 6% will have to start sharing the cost of SNAP benefits as well. The chairman of the House Ag Committee's Nutrition Subcommittee, Brad Fenstead of Minnesota, said the changes to SNAP and the new law would protect American taxpayers. SNAP must be based on the goal of reaching nutrition independence, financial independence, and the American dream, Fenstead said. But the top Democrat on the full committee, Angie Craig of Minnesota, said none of the bill's changes to SNAP would, quote, help reduce hunger in our communities. Other Democrats highlighted the impact of the new costs on states. This conversation has shifted totally away from limiting eligibility to certain people to eliminating the program for everyone, said Representative Shamari Figures of Alabama. Looking ahead, the House Ag Committee will hold a hearing Tuesday the 16th examining the state of the specialty crop industry. SCOTUS stays foreign aid order. In other news from the High Court, the Supreme Court has temporarily stayed a lower court order to release about $4 billion in foreign aid payments. In an emergency order, Chief Justice John Roberts issued the stay, gave the groups who have sought the payments until Friday to respond to the Trump administration. Here's today's final word. The Trump administration's Maha Commission finally places a long overdue emphasis on realigning our national food and nutrition policies to greatly enhance the role of fresh produce. At the same time, the commission has created a roadmap that cuts regulatory red tape and fosters innovation in much-needed research necessary to protect and strengthen the ability of American growers to provide these fresh fruits, vegetables, and tree nuts. That Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia responding to the new Maha report. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.